I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend is the weekend to celebrate the activities we love most in West Virginia, hunting and fishing. And we'll have a rundown on the National Hunting and Fishing Day activities coming up right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The DNR's 33rd annual National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration is set for this weekend at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. For years, this event has been growing into one of the biggest of its kind in the United States.
As far as National Hunting and Fishing Days are concerned, and this is a national event held in many, many states, we're probably second in the country.
That's the DNR's Gary Foster, who heads up the event. As usual, there will be much to do and see, almost too much, so they make it a two-day affair.
It's almost too much to take in one day, but so we have activities throughout Saturday and Sunday, September 25th and 26th, and many folks show up on both days because they just can't take it all in one day.
That low admission price would be $5 for those 16 and over, and $1 for those ages 6 to 16. Times are 9 to 6 on Saturday and 9 to 5 Sunday. Back again this year, the biggest attraction of the weekend, longbow trick shooter Byron Ferguson.
Byron's just an amazing talent who's been known to split playing cards in two, snuff out a candle with an arrow in a dark room. He's always our biggest draw, and we're happy to have Byron back again this year.
And as always, there are the new attractions.
We have this year Jim Clay, who's a world champion turkey caller and a hunter and been giving seminars for many years around the country on hunting and calling the wild turkey. He's coming in. We have a professional bass fishing champion, Bill Lowen, that's coming this year. We have a popular Virginia outdoor writer, Bruce Ingram.
And this is a hands-on event.
That's what really differentiates us from hunt shows, per se, which is mainly just vendors. This show also has a number of vendors. We have over 100 vendors. But folks will have the opportunity to try for absolutely free muzzleloader shooting, 22 silhouette shooting, sporting clay shooting, air rifle, shoot 3D archery, and many, many activities they can try out. And it won't cost them anything except the price of the gate, which is very, very inexpensive.
And if you're a sportsman, you don't want to miss it. And bring along the family for National Hunting and Fishing Days this weekend at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park, right off the Roanoke exit of I-79. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.